Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
On the podcast this morning, we have Michael Masterman, the chairman of W Resources. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good. I read with interest the grants they awarded. Do you want to talk us through those?
Oh, well, look, the grants are a great outcome. And yeah, look, a great testament to the on-the-ground team we have down in Spain and at La Perla. The Extremadura government has formally awarded us a 5.3 million euro grant for the development of La Perla, which is fantastic for the financial contribution, which is quite significant, almost 32% of the value of the plant that's getting built by that grant, but which is right up at the top end of expectations. But most importantly, it just creates a very strong alignment between the government of Extremadura and the success of the La Perla project. And, you know, that's really important for, you know, all the things we have to do now, but also all the things we need to do in the future. So we're very positive about that and very pleased to have such a strong backing from the Extremadura government.
So I noticed that you had a $35 million investment from the asset management BlackRock. How did that go and how did you manage to swing it?
As you know, BlackRock's, I think, one of the largest global funds managers in the world. We secured, based on, you know, the very strong fundamentals of the La Perla project, a $35 million term loan. We secured that in February, and that just that funds 100% of the La Perla development, and we're moving very quickly following receipt of those funds to put the La Perla project into production.
Fantastic. Okay, so what's next then for W Resources? What's on the ground?
Well, with the funding in place, the ball really shifts to the the very strong technical and project execution team that we've built up to deliver the project on time, on budget, and ramp it up to design production levels, which is 2,700 tons per annum of tungsten concentrate and around about 150 tons of tin. Tungsten prices are rising strongly, so it's a very good time to actually move quickly to deliver tungsten production capacity. And we're very well set up for execution of the project with some very good work having done in the lead up to the financing, which has allowed us to move to a flying start on project execution.
Great stuff. So what can shareholders expect as in? I appreciate you can't go into detail, but what's the news flow that shareholders can expect over the coming sort of 3 to 6 months?
Well, look, there's a lot of things happening in engineering factories in Germany and in France. There's a lot of work that's going to start flowing on site, so shareholders can expect a lot of new news flow as we build the La Perla project. We're also making some very good progress on our assets in Portugal, so there's some further upside sitting up there, and just the move to a significantly stronger balance sheet, the significantly higher level of fundings are going to underpin, I think, a very strong 2018 and 2019 for the company. I think the other thing from a shareholder's perspective is that, we really, as we move into 2019, 2020, become an earnings play. The projected earnings, and these have been published under the final investment decision report, have us kicking out at around about 20 million of EBITDA in the first phase of development, and that rises to around about 40 million of EBITDA in the second phase. So we've got quite substantial earnings capacity sitting there available to us.
Okay, it's sort of I was surprised yesterday, or on the close last night, to see the share price was off a little bit. Why do you think the market's discounting this news? Because it's obviously very positive.
Well said. I mean, look, the BlackRock funding is fantastic, but grant funding, this is a kind of like a non-refundable grant. Government provides the funds to us, which is fantastic. I would have expected a much stronger response, but it's funny. The market will catch up with where we are, and where we're going from an earnings perspective.
Indeed. So can you give us three reasons why our listeners should add W Resources to their Vox Markets watch list?
Well, number one reason, La Perla is funded and is under construction and development and will generate very substantial earnings for the company. Secondly, we have in addition to La Perla, we have a number of other tungsten projects which will take us very quickly towards being a multi-mine tungsten producer. And thirdly, we've got some fantastic copper and gold projects in central Portugal that will also move on an accelerated basis towards exploration and development. So we're exceptionally well positioned for 2018 and 2019.
Great stuff. It sounds like you're going to be a busy man.
We're certainly busy.
Well, Michael, it's been fantastic speaking to you, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Martin. Bye.
On the podcast now, we have James Menzies, who's going to be formally joining Coro Energy from May the 1st. James, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, James, tell us about yourself.
Well, I spent most of my career with a UK-listed EMP company called Lasmo, and cut my teeth as a young lad with them out in Asia in the 90s, and worked in Vietnam and Indonesia, where my two principal areas as an explorer, as a geophysicist, and then was pulled back to head office to work in corporate development in mergers and acquisitions. And left the company when it was taken over by Eni, the Italian state player, and went into corporate finance. And that background's given me quite an interesting mix of both technical and commercial and financial skills. So I spent 4 years with a small outfit called Lambert Energy, and grew that business with Philip Lambert from one client to 14, and eventually started my own company, which was Salamander Energy, which I began in late 2004, and we IPO'd the company in late 2006, and grew that business in Southeast Asia up until we sold it to Off Air Energy in 2015. So that was a full cycle, founding of a company around my kitchen table, IPOing it, growing the business in the region, and selling out to a larger player about almost 3 years ago now.
Oh, great stuff. So Coro Energy, so what's excited you about it and what's brought you in?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One is, first of all, the people. I mean, the people, I found with them when I started Salamander, actually, there are certain people I wanted to work with and who I felt, you know, we're going to make a good team, which you know, proved to be the case. And here you've got, you know, the founding group that's behind Sound and Echo in James Parsons and Marco and Fiona McCauley, you know, also Sarah. I mean, I like the people enormously. I think they're very switched on. They understand what makes a business tick. They, you know, they want to grow aggressively. So they have all the right characteristics for me, and I think, you know, they're probably the number one element. The second thing is the platform itself. I think Coro or Saffron as it is today, you know, has got a nice clean platform. It's cash generative. It produces a bit of revenue. But you know, the focus is not Italy. It's going to be on Southeast Asia. So we need to manage Italy, and which I see more as a consolidation play, but the growth is all going to be down in the region. And that's the third reason, is really the opportunity set down in Southeast Asia. It's obviously an area I've worked for a long time, and you know, a place where I know all the people. I'm familiar with the basins, I'm familiar with the assets. And I've worked at length with the Indonesians and the Malaysian authorities. So I know exactly what they expect from you as an investor in the country. And I know exactly what to expect from them. So I think there's just a fabulous opportunity out in Asia. It still remains, you know, part of the world with very strong market fundamentals. So you're seeing huge electricity demand, you know, on a per capita basis forecast over the next 20 years. You know, look at any of the consultants out there. They'll all show emerging markets in Asia jumping radically, whereas the more developed economies in the West are obviously in decline. And that leads to, you know, obviously oil and gas demand, particularly on gas, where you're seeing you know, future gas demand growing astronomically. And you have very big gas reserves as well as big gas yet to finds in these countries. So when you put that together, you've got a strong backdrop coupled together with I think a bit of a returning following to the oil and gas sector over here in London. There's, you know, commodity prices have picked up a bit, and interest is coming back to the sector from investors. And this platform, you know, has got access to capital. There is capital available to start the foundations of the business in Southeast Asia. So I think that's a really exciting place to be. And actually something that when I started at Salamander, you know, we worked for a couple of years to get to this position where here we're walking in on day one, and, you know, we've got a great team, we've got access to capital, you know, they've raised some funds, and they've got the right, I think, idea about the opportunity set. So for me, that really ticks pretty much all the boxes.
So, James, tell me, are you going to be basing yourself in Asia?
Yeah, I tend to spend half my life around the capitals of Southeast Asia, so Singapore, Jakarta, Kuala Lumpur, Bangkok, and about half my time back here in London. Obviously, the board, the other board members, as well as the investors, are over here in Europe. So it's important to, you know, stay in close contact with those guys. And but obviously, you know, I need to be out and about and meeting the industry and looking at assets and deals and in Asia. So I've looked at this many, many times, and to be honest with you, there isn't a perfect answer. But I think the cheapest solution is to be based here and to be boots on the ground out there.
That's very interesting, James. So we understand why you've come and what you bring to the party. It's fascinating. But can you give me three reasons why our listeners should add Coro Energy to the Vox Markets watch list?
Yes, sure. Well, I think first and foremost, team. Don't look at me, but look at you know, the CIP backers, James Parsons, Fiona. You know, these people have done very, very well. They understand. We all understand what equity investors are looking for. And when you couple that with my knowledge of the region and you know, ambition to grow a business out there, as I have done with Salamander, I think the people element, which is always the most important for me, is very, very compelling. I think the platform, I think, you know, we're starting with a debt-free vehicle that has that's cash, that is access to capital, that I think has operating credibility. Let's not forget, you know, Coro actually has quite a long history of operating onshore Europe. And, you know, there are skills that, that are needed in Southeast Asia. So I think, you know, that's an important element. And lastly, I think the opportunity set out in Asia, where, you know, this is slightly counter-cyclical. The industry's been through a tough 2 to 3 years. And, you know, now there's green shoots of recovery appearing. And this is a great time to be getting into positions out in Southeast Asia where, you know, as I say, there's a very strong following wind at your back with the, you know, the market fundamentals and the economic backdrop. So I think all of that adds up to, you know, it's a stock, I think, that should be attractive for investors.
Thank you very much, James. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to you coming back on in the very near future.
I'd look forward to it, Martin. Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers. Next up on the podcast, we have Richard Hullahan from Polarian Imaging PLC. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you.
So you've IPO'd this morning. You raised £3 million and with a market cap of £11 million. And I believe you're the first life sciences company to list on AIM in 2018.
That's what I hear.
Fantastic news. Fantastic. It must be an exciting day for you.
Very, very exciting.
Has it been a long time coming?
It has. This is quite a process, and if you haven't been through it before, it can be daunting.
So. Good. So talk us through, what did Polarian do?
So you probably heard about magnetic resonance imaging somewhere in your extended family, and so our technology lets hospitals and physicians use magnetic resonance imaging systems to visualize lungs, basically.
So Richard, tell me, what are the benefits for these imaging? What information are you gathering?
Yeah, great question. So it turns out that pulmonary physicians in particular got left behind when medical imaging revolutionized most of the rest of the human body. And so we are bringing direct visualization and quantitative measurement to physicians for lung function.
So you're basically going to take a photo of the inside of the lung?
Yeah, basically, if you have anyone in your extended family who has, for example, asthma, right now the way physicians deal with that is simply having people blow into tubes to measure expired breath. We actually let physicians see lungs and the way they work.
Is that done through an MRI scanner or what is it, x-ray?
Yeah, it's MRI scanners, which is really important because MRI is non-invasive. And most people who have any kind of pulmonary disease wind up being managed over long periods of time by their physician. So it's important to have a tool that's non-invasive.
Okay. I mean, I know from my own experience, I mean, when I was in school, I think there was two or three kids who had an asthma pump. And I know my son, when he was in nursery, I think every single child in his class had an asthma pump. So there's certainly been a distinct rise in asthma in the UK, especially. I don't know what it's like in the US. But Richard, tell me, what's your background? I mean, are you a medical man or...?
Yeah, I'm an engineer. I actually worked for 30 years for GEC's medical imaging equipment business in the U.S. And were involved in the development and rollout to market of CT and magnetic resonance imaging.
So Richard, why have you decided to float on AIM?
Yeah, so the key issue for us is we've reached a stage in the company's evolution where we needed to raise enough money to get through our clinical trials, and that's simply something you can't do kind of ad hoc through angels or venture capital in the US. AIM was a perfect match for us for the money we were trying to raise.
And those would be FDA trials then? Yeah,
yeah, correct. We're pre-market right now. We're going through our phase 3 clinical trials, which should be very straightforward, and this money will help us get there.
So this is a proven technology, you just need to get FDA approval, and will that also, will that also give you approval in the Europe and UK?
No, those are all sequential market approvals, but once you have one, there's quite a bit of a kind of collaboration between the regulatory agencies makes the succeeding ones quicker and easier.
Richard, can you give me 3 reasons why our listeners should add Polarian onto their Vox Markets watch list?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most importantly, the raise that we've just made will allow us to immediately start our phase 3 clinical trial, and we will be getting to results quickly, which will have effects on the company's position and valuation. The second thing is we address a large unmet market need out there in medicine because there is no other way to do this without our technology. And then finally, all of our initial customers, and we have 15 systems out there operating already, are the best of academic teaching institutions in the world, including Oxford here in the UK. And those guys are aggressively publishing scientific literature, leading medicine forward.
Well, Richard, it's been fascinating talking to you, and I'll encourage anybody who's listening to add Polarion, or POLX, onto their Vox Markets watch list and watch with interest as the news comes out.
Thanks, Martin. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.